Hobgonas.
Hello everyone, I'm your favorite Gonarette Faithfulness, and this is another episode of Hobgonas Naija podcast. Now, my thoughts for the Leeds Arsenal game I won't give today. First of all, I just want to say I did disappointed, I did frustrated, because it'd be like say Arsenal don't go back to their default 13. I know say the team don't they compact, we don't they defend better, but it'd be like say Arteta don't drill out the creativity out of this team, because the team don't they get identity crisis when it comes to the score goals. It also they frustrating to watch, where it be like say the team know they gel together, because as Arteta they try different things, it be like say Arteta never find the balance for this team, and until Arteta find the balance, we know go they do well for the league, and it be like say as things they go now, we sit 11th for the league. So it they look like say now the same thing where they happen every season over and over again go happen this season again. So all Arteta need to do now is to find the balance for this team, make this team they win on a regular basis, because Arsenal fans don't tire, we don't tire. And also Arteta need to figure out what he go do as soon as possible, make these players not also lose confidence in him and in philosophy. Thank you.
Great and wonderful day to you out there, my fellow Hobgonas fan. I greet you this casual day. How you so done put? I hope so you did alright. Alright, my name is Archangel Gabriel. I don't get wings under the fly, but you know the matter. I'm in a fly boy. Alright, I tell you, let me smarting. I want to talk about our game between us and Leeds United. The disappointment we'll get for that game. I don't say everybody leaps right now. I don't they read any class people cost us this, the class people cost us this one, the class people do this one, the class people do us this one. Yes, Niklas Pepe caused us a problem yesterday in that game for getting a very useful red card, because that one going to turn out to be the biggest disappointment of the game yesterday. Now, one more thing before that game, don't forget it. Arsenal fans would only cry of creativity. Now imagine Niklas Pepe not getting that red card yesterday. Was there any creativity before he left that game? Although he'd been there kind of impactful in the first half of the game, because amongst every Arsenal player that yesterday, I would say now he'd been there a kind of more outstanding that yesterday, but we still lack creativity in that game, that from the beginning to the end. Don't forget, even when we did complete inside that game, possession they read against us, we've been getting 40 ball possession, why Leeds United get 60%. Now Arsenal are the first team whatever encounter for this life, we go get an obvious problem, they no go one resolve them. And then they compare us with Chelsea. But we could look into the situation of Chelsea today. Last season, when the man they call Frank Lampard take over as manager of the team, if we notice very well, they know to give him heat. Why? Because he be no fit sign. Because Chelsea been get a ban. He make use of waiting the availability. And he still make top four. Now, this season, he can't need to. They can't give them a chance to wait and sign. What did he go do? He enter market. He splash a whole lot of millions of pounds for market in the name of signing players, whereby so many people criticize him. But would they forget one thing? When would they criticize Lampard? See, he try getting needs in order to give him best. With all this money we spend for, don't forget, with all this money we spend for market to acquire all these names, these big names. Start of the season, you know, get a favorable result. Now, what in the cause of that reason? He mean discover, say, in goalkeeping department, mean get comma. Because Kepa Arrizabalaga, no, they give him waiting he really, really want. What he desire do? That's an obvious reason where everybody be know. he go back to the market. Even with the fact that he don't spend so many money for market, he still go back for market, go buy Edward Mendy. Now, it shows you something. It goes a long way to show you something. So when you want something, you get it. Mikel Arteta is not doing bad in Arsenal. But from what is happening now, he obviously do bad. How can you be in a team, you know a problem with a team, you know and resolve them on purpose? Make do with what you have. Forget about the issue we mess with us, they get with, whether you or maybe the board, I don't even know how far. But the thing is, you know that Mesut Ozil are the only creative mind. I know it doesn't be the best creative midfielder for inside football. But for now, now he be the best creative mind we'll get for inside Arsenal. Why not resolve the issue, no matter what it takes, to bring this guy back in the field of play? Okay, even if you don't bring him, create that creativity in any of the players to give us what they look for. Now you try do him, nothing if he give you. What do you want to do? A player still has a contract running. At the end of the season, this man no go day again. So why keep him out? It's just a matter of time. No matter what be the issue, you know you go consider say it's just a matter of time, he go leave. So why keep this guy out and pay him $350 every week, at the detriment of we the fans? Imagine the kind of rubbish we happened yesterday for that game. Even Liverpool, where almost all their players got top injury reserve, they delivered yesterday against team who don't win us for this season. It is so pathetic. Mikel Arteta, no make boku ginger for your matter, make them sack you. Because this thing and only turn out to be another drama we know they expect for the season. Every season, Arsenal, they get one problem or the other. If we resolve this side, they go this side. If we resolve this other side, why not resolve it once and for all? You don't think we'll go Champions League. I don't know whether in the check and balance that matter. I just hope so. Mesut Ozil go they brought back inside the field of play, because we need them. No matter what, we need them. My name never changed. My name is Remender. That angel got wings. That angel need to fly. But you know the matter. I mean, a fly boy.
Up, Gunners!
This production is brought to you by
Tony Dog
Media.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.